You're listening to a Fat Gatsby one-shot on the Fat Gatsby Network.
All right, hello, welcome to a Fat Gatsby one-shot. On this episode, me and Weiss will be talking about Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
The movie.
This is the movie.
We're not talking about the awful miniseries from a couple years ago, the awful event miniseries.
I know nothing about except that everybody hates it universally.
Yeah. I know there's a hardcover graphic novel called Rage of Ultron that came out recently. That's supposed to be better. It would have to be.
Yeah.
Because Age of Ultron was terrible.
Yeah.
I stopped reading it. Either way, no, we're here to talk about the movie.
Yeah.
We are going to be cutting loose with spoilers. I mean, you probably saw it at this point. Anyway, if you care, if not, go watch it and come back.
If you want a no-spoiler opinion, just ask us on social media. Like,
well, I guess if you're listening to this and you're looking for an opinion, I'd say go see the movie.
Yeah. if you want our opinion
opinion, yeah. Go see the movie.
I'm just saying.
I think I've seen anybody who said don't go see the movie.
Some people.
I haven't seen anyone I know say,
yeah,
don't go see the movie.
No, I think most people like but don't love it.
Yeah.
I think that's the vibe I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
Yeah, shout out to Virginia who didn't make it here, but obviously would like to talk about it.
Have on for this. Like, I would say, like, my background going into this, as opposed to the first Avengers, where I was pretty hot off of those four ish movies.
Fuck you.
I want to say. I don't remember what led into the first Avengers.
It was Cap.
It was Cap?
That was what led into it. Yeah. It was Thor, then Cap, then.
Right.
Or was it Thor, then Cap? Yeah, I think it was Thor, then Cap.
No, that sounds right.
Yeah. Iron Man 2, Thor, Cap. Yeah, it went. Yep. Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Cap.
Avengers. Going into Age of Ultron, you know, the last theatrical Marvel movie I saw, I think, was Winter Soldier.
It was Guardians.
Was it Guardians?
Which had nothing to do with
this. Well, that's why. Okay,
so,
so Guardians is awesome, but it has nothing to do with this movie. So the last one that had any tie-in would probably be Winter Soldier.
And that was only a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, it's even been like a long time since Guardians, too. To a degree. But I've been watching a lot more of the TV stuff. You know, like Agent Carter worked really well for me. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is actually pretty decent now. So it was really weird not getting the big pops that I got in the first Avengers, where it was just like, oh, that guy from that movie. Now it's just like, oh, that person from that show, maybe. Or I'm looking for thing from the shows, you know. It's because you're not getting that same jolt of, you know, seeing these guys come together for the first time. Like, that's the unfortunate side.
I tapered my expectations a bit over the course of the past few months. Because I had that realization. I'm like, there's no way this could be better than the first movie. Like, it's kind of impossible because the Avengers was such a culmination of everything that they'd been doing, and you didn't know whether they're going to be able to pull it off. And it was the first time you were seeing all these characters together interacting.
Right.
It was a huge deal. And since that, like, this is much less of a culmination of Phase 2. It's not like they were building to Ultron throughout Phase 2. Maybe if Stark had started to invent Ultron in Iron Man 3, then you'd see a little bit more of a
I was kind of surprised they didn't do that.
I guess there's a little bit of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff in there. But it's not really a culmination. It's kind of a continuation.
Yeah. It's more of a tonal continuation from Winter Soldier, of just like the distrust of this and kind of the darker. Yeah. Like, you know, first Avengers is about bringing the team together. The second one's about breaking them apart in a way, which naturally isn't going to have the same high.
Yeah.
In a way. But I, you know, like, I'm pretty much 90% really liked the movie, I think.
I don't say I really liked it.
No,
I think some percentage lower.
Okay.
I really want to split hairs, I guess. But it was over. I'm like, no, that was cool.
Yeah.
It was good. There was some stuff that was awesome. There was plenty of stuff that was funny. But it just didn't really grab me. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is also coming off of Guardians, which was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So
I said, Guardians feels like years ago to me at this point.
uh, But so yeah, it opens with a pretty awesome action sequence as the Avengers are attacking the castle where Baron Strucker was at the end of Winter Soldier,
which is great to see. You know, the team working together like from minute one. It's just like it's amazing. You know, like these fight scenes in this movie are so good. Like, and that's something that
The way that they do the action is really good.
Yeah,
One of my, kind of my biggest issue is I thought there was almost too much action in the movie and not enough like downtime. Yeah. The first Avengers had a nice slow, not to continually compare the two, but there was a build like through it until it.
Right,
you got to the helicarrier scene, then there was the down point, and then they had the huge battle at the end where they were all teaming up. And here it's like it starts action. They have the party at the tower,
right? Which like, is my only problem with the first Avengers is like even at. At the time when people were complaining about the opening, I'm just like, ah, you're being harsh. But now I skip like until they're out of the facility when I put Avengers on. Like that has a slow
out of the facility.
Well, out like once
like when Thor shows up or
well, no, once they're on the helicopter, like once Fury's on the helicopter and we're out of the car chase with Maria Hill.
That initial opening.
Yeah, the initial opening.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like the whole like first 30 minutes of the movie.
No,
like,
no,
wow,
no,
really,
no,
that's
no,
a lot.
That's a lot. No.
Okay.
Just as far as openings go, this one certainly had a smart idea and gets going from the beginning.
Yeah, sure. I thought they rushed into Ultron like really, really fast.
Yeah.
And that it was like he was out there and he was evil. So quickly, it's like, okay,
I kind of liked that, honestly. Oh, only because, like, it gave me a sense of, like, the electronic, like, it was just, like...
Absorbs things so fast.
Yeah, because there was so much information coming in. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really... I think my problem was, like, and this is the thing that most people kind of complain about, is, like, the stuff that's setting up future movies. So, like, you know, you've got the Ultron thing, and then we kind of deal with Andy Serkis... in this sort of Wakanda tie-in.
No, it's a Wakanda tie-in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they talk about Wakanda and Vibranium, and he's Claw.
And he's Claw.
And he loses an arm.
Yeah. And that was ridiculous.
But it's like, oh, God. It's just like everything with him. Yeah. That was the point where it felt like everything in the movie was happening so fast.
Yes. That was where, for me.
Ultron gains sentience, and they have the quick little skirmish at the end of the party.
Right.
And then, like, he's out there, fully formed, in his armor, causing trouble, teaming up with the Maximoffs, doing shit.
Right.
Got to catch up with him. It's like, it was so fast at that point. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I could have used a little bit more where, like, before he, like, fully turns on them, and he's kind of maybe working with the Avengers a little bit, maybe something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, it sort of felt like in those...
I mean, but like same thing.
Action.
Obviously, he's going to be the villain, so how long do you want to tiptoe around that? I understand that.
It's too bad that it took until the third act to get to Vision, because good goddamn, loved what Paul Bettany did with Vision.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked more time with the twins. They did a good job with Hawkeye, I thought. I'm
obviously,
really glad they
got
slowed
his whole
down.
Scene.
Yeah.
But I,
with Linda Cardellini,
I could have used more of that kind of stuff because it felt so breakneck. And then they go to the farm for a while, and that was kind of where things slowed down. And you got to work with the characters a little bit more.
Well, that's
and then they were back off to Korea for more action,
right? Well, because you like these characters, and that party scene is a nice reminder that you just like seeing these guys in a room, and it's sort of like Community this season, where it's just kind of like, you know, it's. We need these guys to sit around a table and to be themselves for a little bit, like, and to remind you. It was nice that a lot of those moments tied into the action, but because the action was so quick, sometimes it was hard to keep up too.
Yeah,
there's
four big action sequences in the movie, and they just feel like almost the whole movie to me. Obviously, the last one is like another 40-minute deal,
and there's 40 minutes of cut footage as well that I want to see,
which I'm guessing is not action stuff,
right?
For the most, it's just all more action scenes.
Well, I know Loki's part of it, but my My big beefs. One, I still don't like the Ultron lips. I think that looked dumb. But
he doesn't even have lips. He has a mouth.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like,
well, because it doesn't look real. Like it looks like fake CG. Like it. There's nothing about it that made me. In a world with flying synthezoids and witches, it looked weird. So.
Yeah, it didn't always bug me, but it definitely bugged me sometimes.
Yeah.
It seems like it would have been more sensible to have the kind of, in the comics, he more or less just has this, like,
right, the
static
open, yeah,
jaw thing with, like, kind of this red-black electrical void in it. And
yeah.
If they had something like that and it just kind of pulsed,
right,
or whatever, I think that might have looked better.
Let me tell you what's going to look bad in 5-10 years is that, yeah, them lips.
Them lips.
Them lips. Yeah, that and the Scarlet Witch visions for specifically the Ragnarok stuff for Thor, I think was the worst unnecessariness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, the Black Widow stuff was decent.
Yeah, I was going to say the stuff with Cap was like pretty,
yeah,
forgettable, because it's just like, well, yeah, he's the man out of time.
Yeah, this is just because I really like Peggy Carter. So I was just kind of like, okay, like, I know it's redundant. It's very redundant. We get why he's this way to begin with, but
yeah,
I like seeing her. That's not a good reason. It should have been cut, but
yeah, I mean, I like preying more on Iron Man's
yes,
hysteria. Like, that's
definitely
really kind of the most important,
yep,
thing in the movie, especially as it ties into Civil War next year, is just like,
uh-huh,
Tony Stark continuing to deal with his post-traumatic stress,
yeah,
from the first, yeah, Avengers movie, which was a through line through Iron Man 3, and more, mm-hmm, of that, preying more upon that more here, and how he just keeps,
right, overcompensating.
Yeah, overcompensating, yeah, more and more and more, just to try to keep everyone safe, because he doesn't want everyone to die, because he went to the other side of space. And
yeah. And that stuff's super interesting, and we could have definitely seen a lot more of that.
Yeah. I mean, I think, mm-hmm, there was probably a good amount, if you consider that it's,
yeah,
kind of the,
no,
central thing,
true,
of the movie,
no,
and
I know,
making,
okay,
Ultron,
okay,
and then,
yeah,
coming back and doing it again with Vision.
Yeah. I think that stuff worked the best, too.
But yeah, like the Thor Ragnarok going and jumping in the pool stuff was weird.
Yeah. Yep.
and... Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you needed somebody to see the Infinity Gauntlet. I'll give you that, sure. But
yeah, nah. Yeah, you need to get him out of the fight, you know, I,
right,
guess, at that point with Scarlet Witch.
And I like that they, you know, they de-emphasized the heavy hitters. You know, Tony, Cap, and Thor were kind of, they were there, but we were trying to give more time to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they could have put in Loki for a charisma boost. They could have, you know, done a few easy things, but they gave more time, or at least tried to give more time.
Yeah, to Widow and,
to Widow
Hulk
and Hawkeye.
Like,
I loved the Widow-Hulk relationship stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Very King Kong kind of stuff. The,
yeah,
you know, It sucks that this is kind of the only way we see Mark Ruffalo Hulk.
Yeah.
I just, man, I miss him.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah, I know. It's such a tease with these movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's good to be left wanting more Hulk.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
For sure. Just like the way that they, mm-hmm, you know, he tears through fight scenes. Obviously, the Hulkbuster,
yeah,
versus Hulk fight is a highlight,
yes,
of the movie.
Yeah, and you don't see everything in the trailer, and I was happy about that.
Yeah, that fight goes on.
Oh, yeah.
That fight goes on with his freaking jackhammer fist.
Yes. Good night, good night. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty great.
Yeah. No. No, no, no complaints. Yeah, that's, I mean, like, as fatiguing as the fights were, like, choreography-wise and...
It's all just quality.
It's all real.
It's just
quality.
Like, is and it like, what you necessarily wanted out of the movie?
Yeah, is, that's,
I guess,
that's the hard sell, I guess,
is because like, mm-hmm, I, you take it as its own movie,
mm-hmm,
like the story that it's telling, and I thought it was a little on the weak side, because so much time was spent paying to, well, we want to get some stuff from Wakanda in there, we want to get some stuff from Ragnarok,
yes,
in,
yeah,
there, you,
agreed,
know, this, that, and the other thing that we need to set up,
right,
and yeah, like I said, some more time, yeah, with Ultron, like,
right,
turning in the beginning and kind of I like the quirkiness of his personality.
Yes.
Having absorbed the internet and just like how he's very on and off and almost bipolar in a way.
Well, that was the biggest surprise to me.
Yeah.
Because like it's so different than the Ultron from the comics, and that is he's got this fusion of Starks and the Butler Jarvis's personalities.
Also, yeah.
So
kind of the dark side of Stark's personality, that right. paranoia coming out.
Yeah. So there's some great both parallels and just these weird lines out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like and that's why they gave him fluid lips, because he has all of this like personality coming through.
It's like he cuts off Claw's arm and then he's apologizing for it immediately and you know, says he's singing to himself as he flies away and da 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 da.
Like I totally got his villain side of things. Like I can totally see his perspective, which you don't always get.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, he's an ever-present threat because he can be everywhere. So, you know, it's not like the villain, it's not like a Doctor Doom thing where he's probably going to be locked in a tower for two-thirds of the movie and then show up. Like, he's there. He's sort of in your face a lot.
I wouldn't mind a scene where he's, like, hopping between different Ultron bots, though. Because there's just kind of the moment where like Tony beats him and then he's like, I'm already gone, and then pieces out. And like really drive home how they needed to lock his personality down at the end with the Vision.
Well, I really like because, you know, there's a lot of father and son and rebuilding kind of thing going on. So like that moment where he literally walks through his old body with the new body was just such a good like.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like I would be lower on this movie if it wasn't for that scene with Vision and Ultron on the hill, like towards the end. Just that was just such a like high.
like there's no like plenty of highs in the movie.
Yeah,
it just doesn't kind of fit. There's like just so much going on.
Sure.
In this movie.
Yeah.
That it's just not as cohesive as any of the Marvel movies up to this point, really. Like, it really relies on you having seen everything
and looking for all
the teases for the future. So it's an entertaining movie. It's kind of a bad movie in a way.
I don't know if I'm still not like
I wouldn't that side I wouldn't argue that it is a bad movie.
Right.
But it kind like it you know, it isn't its own story because of how much else is going on. But it is. Like, there is an arc there with Ultron. Mm-hmm. There's just, like, a lot of other stuff going on in the middle.
I kind of feel the same way I feel about, like, Death Proof and Inglourious Basterds to a degree, where it's just, like, because I can see the things that I wanted cut, and that would have made it, like, that feel like small things that really hurt it in this case. All the teases to future movies. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, if we would have gotten rid of those and just stretched things a tiny bit more, like this, I would have been.
Yeah, you like pull out this 40 minutes and put this 40 minutes back in, or even like 20 out and 20 in, or something like that. It becomes like a much better movie.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Like, it's good, entertaining Marvel stuff. I wonder if this is, like, between this and Ant-Man, is like, everyone keeps wondering, like, where is the fall going to be? Like, when audiences going to dry up? And this movie made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't make as much as the first Avengers.
Yeah, it didn't make as much as they wanted. The fight actually cut into the sales a lot.
Yeah, that's what I saw that speculation. The big boxing match.
Right.
Which people were dropping $100 on. So that's obviously going to cut out your theater time and also,
Well, I'm curious, you know, it has the big, you know, opening weekend, which there was no question it was going to
happen. And there's nothing in its way going into this next weekend either.
Right. So these two are probably going to be really strong. I don't think it's going to have the staying power of the first one just from response and
I don't think it's going to see as much like repeat business quite so much. Whereas like I couldn't wait to go see the first one again.
Right. Like I do want to see because there's just so much stuff I want to see it again. But I'm not running out to.
I will not be seeing this again, but that's because of extenuating circumstances.
Oh, yeah. You'll never see another movie again.
I'll never see another movie again.
No, as I said, like, the second the Vision showed up, I really
Vision was great.
Couldn't stop watching
Vision was so good. I could have used a little more of him in the movie for sure.
Yeah.
Just because he was so awesome.
Yeah. Like, his personality was so interesting. Mm-hmm. And, like, he just had this angelic presence that, and, you know, the soulful eyes through the robot.
Just really nailed a character.
Yeah.
Like, fucking A.
It really did.
Like, I don't know if they nailed, say, like, Scarlet Witch.
I really like what they did, but I wouldn't say they nailed the character.
Yeah, like, as it relates to the comic book. And they'd certainly, like, I mean, Quicksilver is an asshole in the comics.
Right.
He is not likable at all. If he was like he was in the comics, people would have been cheering when he got shot up. But he was just kind of more like, well, I'm here, I'm really fast.
Right.
I'm slightly cocky about it, but
I'm kind of glad they balanced it the way they did after X-Men, because I think, like, it would have been too easy to compare.
Oh, yeah, if he was
compare.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to do something different.
Right. Had to do something different. Couldn't do, like, a specific Quicksilver scene, because they would have just been like, oh, that's just like X-Men.
Yeah, but of course, at the same time, because in X-Men he was in one scene, they could do that thing with him, whereas here you have to have a character that's kind of in the whole movie.
Right.
Doing stuff.
Yeah. I think it's a testament to Elizabeth Olsen that, you know, I liked that character with as little as it was. Like, I think she gave a lot of nuance to waving her arms stupidly.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully, you know, the way this movie and, you know, leaves off is like the Hulk has flown off in a stealth jet, not to be found.
Yep. That was a great shot, too. I just loved him flying the jet.
Yeah, Cap Cap's still there. Iron Man's walking away.
Right.
Sort of.
He's going to the government to sign some papers.
He's going to push through some legislation. And Thor's going off to see what's going on with Ragnarok.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, there's... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you got Cap and Widow and Scarlet Witch, Vision... then, like, Falcon and War Machine.
Right.
And so you've Hawkeye, got the... I don't know, is Hawkeye's... he didn't really say goodbye. He was just kind of, with his family, so...
Right.
I don't know. Maybe he is retiring. Who knows?
I mean, it's...
They're giving themselves outs, I guess, I should say.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of options. And, like, I guess one of those things I always think about with the Avengers is that just it could be so many different iterations, you know?
Yeah, there's tons of Avengers
out
there. I mean, it'll get weird at some point if you don't have at least one of that core.
Yeah.
And that's probably the way it's going to be at some point. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they're going to throw down money to get those guys back for the Infinity War.
Right.
It's hard to imagine them doing that without Iron Man and Thor and Cap.
Yeah.
The who knows, Civil War, Cap's going to get shot. No.
Right. Whatever.
yeah, but obviously, you know, they're introducing a lot more new characters in Phase 3 compared to Phase 2.
Yeah.
So who knows?
I know.
But I feel like they are going to want to get those characters back.
Yeah. And, yeah, God, I hope, you know, some of the Netflix shows start tying in with the movies too would be really cool.
Yeah. Well, Doctor Strange is in the Defenders, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, should be.
Guys should show up there, maybe.
What's Spider-Man in Hell's Kitchen? Come on, this makes sense.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting ways that, for all I, you know, bitch about the teasing, to the teaser tease fest movie, like, there's a lot of interesting stuff.
Sure.
That could be happening in Phase 3.
Yeah, I just I wanted it to be a little more elegant. I think, like, even, you know, there was a bit more character development through action, as much action as there was. But when it came to those advertisements, it was just like, that's why everyone's complaining about it, because they're just ads. They feel like skippable things in the middle of your movie.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, well, it's going to be the last Cap movie. It's going to be the last Thor movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, finally the gems are going to come to a head in Infinity War. But then, yeah, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know.
Ant-Man, for that matter.
Captain Marvel, I'm really... It's weird because I'm just like, come on, Kamala, tease. That's all I care is a tease for Kamala at the end.
Oh, boy. But, so, yeah, we'll see where it goes. Obviously, we'll be seeing these movies. But, yeah, Age of Ultron.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not my favorite entry into the grand Marvel movie pantheon, but it's
quite
a fucking pantheon at this point.
Right. That's the thing is I bothered ranking them just for shits.
I kind of tier them.
Yeah. Well, that's what. Yeah, that's the thing. Is it's the bottom of my top tier. Is where Ultron fits in. Like, it's under the first Captain America.
I probably would put it maybe in like my middle-ish tier.
That's what I figured. Yeah. No, middle-ish tier. The biggest of those is Winter Soldier, which, you know, we need to go back to. I think we were talking, but that's, you know, with the Thors and the Iron Man 2, like, that's kind of my middle tier. And the bottom tier is just Hulk.
Yeah, well, I tier, what the hell, down there, Iron Man 2 and, like, Winter Soldier. And the middle ones are, like, the Thor movies.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And, yeah.
To me, Thor movies. Like, I feel like there's so much good stuff in the Thor movies, I just wish those two had kind of been put together with the best thereofs, and I would have gotten a movie I would have really liked.
Yeah.
But I like watching. I just come out, I think, kind of the way a lot of people are coming out of Ultron.
Yeah, sure. And the, like that, you know, it happened.
Right.
Which is kind of how I felt after Dark World and
That's the thing, is I remember a lot more about Ultron than I do about, like, a lot of those middle tier movies.
Well, you just saw it, Weiss.
I know, but I feel, I don't know, like, I still think there's stronger, like, moments might not even be the right word, but, you know, cinematic things.
Yeah.
So.
That's going to do it.
Yeah.
This little look at Ultron.
Look at Ultron.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Can't wait for Mad Max.
And Mad Max is coming out next week, and I'm sure Weiss will have a thing or two to say about that whenever we get around to recording again.
Two weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye.